15. Edison's Early Life. Lionel Elvin. Edison's working life falls into three sections: his juvenile enterprises, his work as a telegraphist, and his life as an inventor proper. As a small boy, he had had his laboratory in the cellar of his father's house. It contained 200 bottles, and they were all marked poison, the better to keep people away. When he needed money to buy more chemicals, he managed to persuade his parents to let him seek a job. With remarkable enterprise, he obtained permission to sell newspapers on the railway train between Port Huron and Detroit. This opportunity was made to help in three further ways. First, he was able to put in a great deal of time reading at the Detroit Public Library between trains. Secondly, finding that he could sell other people's newspapers, he thought that he would start one of his own, and did, printing it on the train and making it up from bits of local information picked up on the line. Thirdly, without asking anyone's permission, he set up a laboratory in the van where his papers were carried. This arrangement had an unfortunate conclusion. One day, when the train was rounding a piece of badly laid track, a stick of phosphorus fell on the floor, was unfortunately ignited, and set the van on fire. The fire was extinguished, but the angry crowd hit young Edison on the ear and started the deafness from which he was afterwards to suffer. The laboratory left the train. All this, be it remembered, was the enterprise of a boy who had not yet reached our school leaving age. It might, however, have ended in nothing more than a successful local business career. It was literally accident which brought Edison nearer to his proper activity. One day, as he was waiting for his train, he saw a child playing on the line as a van without a brakeman on it was coming. He dived and got himself and the child clear in time. The grateful father offered to teach Edison how to be a railway telegraphist, and although this meant giving up what was already a useful income to become an unearning learner at something else, Edison agreed. By 1863, when he was 16, Edison was a trained telegraphist, and he was soon to be one of the speediest in North America. Many stories are told of speed contests between rivals, and of course, of Edison's victories. One likes the story of the first invention of Edison as a telegraphist, truly a labor-saving device. While he was working over the border in Canada, signals used to be put through every hour to see whether the operator was awake. His reply showed that he was. Edison had his researches and reading to do, as well as his work, and although he never needed more than 4 or 5 hours sleep in the 24, he did sometimes want to sleep in the office. The people who put the hourly signal through began to be mystified as the correct reply always came, although sometimes an ordinary signal sent soon afterwards failed to bring a reply. Edison was found out. He had attached a wheel with a notched rim to the clock, connected this with the telegraph line, and so arranged it that every time the hour was reached, the right number of dots was automatically sent along the line by the turning of the wheel.
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听力课堂，欢迎！
听啊，点儿啊。